From Listening to Sleeping, the charming story behind Millet's beloved masterpieces. Some artists become famous for their talent. Others become famous for breaking barriers. John Everett Millet achieved both. Born in England in 1829 into a wealthy family, Millet showed remarkable artistic talent from an early age. His parents believed so strongly in his future that they moved the entire family from northern England to London so he could receive the finest artistic education available. Their dedication paid off. At just 11 years old, Millet became the youngest student ever admitted to the Royal Academy schools, an extraordinary achievement that announced the arrival of a remarkable young artist. As his career flourished, Millet continued to accomplish what few artists ever could. In 1885, he became the only painter in British history to be elevated to the peerage, earning the title of Baron. He later served as president of the Royal Academy, reaching the highest level of recognition in the British art world. Among his many celebrated paintings, two stand out for their warmth, humor, and humanity: The First Sermon and The Second Sermon. These companion paintings feature Millet's beloved eldest daughter, Effie, as their model. Together, they tell a delightful story that many parents can instantly recognize. In The First Sermon, young Effie sits attentively in church, doing her very best to listen carefully to the minister's words. Her innocent expression and earnest concentration captured the hearts of viewers. The painting became one of the most popular works exhibited at the Royal Academy and played an important role in Millet being elected as a full member of the Academy. A year later, Millet created The Second Sermon, continuing the story in a wonderfully relatable way. This time, the little girl can no longer stay awake. Dressed in a bright red sweater, scarf, and matching socks, Effie has completely fallen asleep on the church bench. Her relaxed posture and peaceful expression make the scene both amusing and heartwarming. Many viewers have offered different interpretations of the painting. Some see it simply as a charming portrait of childhood, while others believe it gently reminds preachers that children have shorter attention spans and that sermons should be mindful of young listeners. One of the painting's most striking features is Millet's masterful use of color. The vivid reds worn by Effie immediately draw the viewer's eye, creating a beautiful contrast with the darker tones surrounding her. Rather than clashing, the colors blend harmoniously, demonstrating Millet's extraordinary technical skill. Beyond its playful subject, the painting reveals something deeply personal. Instead of choosing royalty, mythology, or dramatic historical events, Millet celebrated an ordinary family moment. He transformed a sleepy child in church into a work of art filled with tenderness, humor, and universal appeal. Today, The Second Sermon continues to delight audiences with its timeless charm. Nearly everyone has experienced the struggle of staying awake during a long speech or service, making the painting as relatable now as it was more than 160 years ago. John Everett Millet reminds us that great art doesn't always come from grand events. Sometimes, the most unforgettable masterpieces are inspired by the simple, everyday moments shared with the people we love most.